Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted with the finest materials for irresistible comfort every single night. Now, save up to $800 on select adjustable mattress sets only at stearnsandfoster.com. Lesser savings may apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you all had a great weekend, and we're ready for a full week of baseball action. Jake Crumpler had to cover over the weekend. Had some technical difficulties on Sunday, so that show was not able to be recorded. But we are back to get you ready Monday through Friday here with me. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, BDENTREK. Let's catch you up on some of the news and notes from Sunday. The Dodgers placed stud closer Evan Phillips on the IL with a grade 1 hamstring strain. Early reports say it's a mild strain, maybe not even close to a one type thing. So the Dodgers are hopeful that Phillips will miss the minimum 15 games and return to the bullpen. The Dodgers activated Blake Treinen to take Phillips' spot on the team. Daniel Hudson appears to be the next man up for saves with Phillips out. Jaime Candelario was scratched from Sunday's game with a shin injury. The Candyman has been battling an illness lately and now a shin injury. Hopefully he's just day-to-day and returns quickly to the Reds lineup, as Candelario was starting to heat up at the plate, which was much needed after the horrific start to his season. Ryan Pepiot of the Tampa Bay Rays had to leave Sunday's start after being hit on the leg with a 107-mile-per-hour line drive. That just sounds painful, let alone looked painful if you watch the videos. After the game, x-rays came back negative on Pepiot's leg, which is great. It's likely to be a big contusion, which could be difficult at times, and he'll be evaluated more as he gets closer to his next start. It's happening, folks. Kyle Manzardo of the Cleveland Guardians will be getting called up to the big club on Monday. Stephen Kwan is heading to the IL, and Manzardo will take his spot on the team. Manzardo is the Guardians' number two prospect in their system. He was hitting .303 with 9 home runs over 29 games at AAA so far this season. And Manzardo's really been heating up of late with 4 home runs over his last 7 games. The question is, where does Manzardo play? With Naylor locked into first base, does Manzardo go to DH? How's this going to play out? Time will tell in this scenario. But I find it hard to believe they'd call Manzardo up just to sit him. But hopefully, and so hopefully he plays, but you never know with teams these days. Grayson Rodriguez of the Baltimore Orioles threw off flat ground for the first time on Sunday, which kicks off his throwing program to return from the IL with his shoulder injury. The goal is to keep Rodriguez ramping up and throw some bullpens later this week, hopefully. And after that, the Orioles will decide if Rodriguez even needs a rehab start or not. The goal when he initially got hurt was that he would not need a rehab start, but we've seen this play out from time to time that it takes a little longer than most think. So time will tell, and we'll have a better answer as the week goes on. Estuary Ruiz of the Oakland Athletics left Saturday's game after diving for a ball and injuring his wrist. On Sunday, the A's said Ruiz will have an MRI done on Monday to determine the severity of the injury. I'd imagine that takes him to the IL, but time will tell on that one. Josh Lowe of the Tampa Bay Rays got the hug treatment on Sunday at AAA in his rehab outing. He was pulled in the fifth inning from his game, getting hugs from everybody in the dugout, grabbed his bats, grabbed his glove, headed to the locker room, and he got packed up to head back to Tampa Bay to rejoin the Rays on Monday. Lowe had two home runs on Saturday in his rehab. He's been crushing it down there. So he'll be a welcomed addition to the Rays and to fantasy rosters everywhere. Tom Murphy of the San Francisco Giants was placed on the IL with a knee sprain that took place on Saturday night. With Patrick Bailey on the concussion IL for a few more days, the Giants called up Jackson Reitz to add more catching depth to the team as Blake Sable was the starting catcher on Sunday. Reitz hit a home run as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning off Jose Alvarado. That was Reitz's second career hit, first career home run. So pretty cool story there, especially off of big Jose Alvarado. Dalton Jeffries of the Giants was recalled as well to take the spot of Mitch White in the bullpen as Mitch White was DFA'd. Jeffries has had his own troubles in the rotation this year with the Giants. So hopefully in the bullpen, he can just be a depth piece and serve a little better than as a spot starter. Mason Black. This is who I hoped was going to get the start last time Jeffries went out, but it's official. Mason Black will be called up and make his MLB debut on Monday for the San Francisco Giants. Black has been outstanding in AAA this year, allowing three earned runs over 26 and two-thirds innings for a 1.01 ERA. Black has 29 strikeouts over his six starts, and hopefully he can bring some of that goodness to the Giants' rotation. Joe Musgrove of the San Diego Padres was placed on the IL with right elbow inflammation. That was the initial report. Then other reports came out saying it was tricep tendonitis, which I guess is in the elbow inflammation area, so it's kind of a roundabout the same way. But the triceps tendonitis thing is interesting based on the reports I was reading. If it's a minor tendonitis situation, it's like 2, maybe 3 weeks for Musgrove to be out. If it's more severe, and you can't really tell the severity until some swelling goes down, then it could be at least a month to maybe 2 months for Musgrove before he returns. So either way, Musgrove was pitching horribly to start the season. The IL stint, you never want to go on the IL for injury, but a little, you know, take a deep breath and get away for a bit might be a good thing for Joe Musgrove. Wyatt Langford of the Texas Rangers, everyone was hyped on Langford in draft season. He had a monster spring training. It's been a bad start to the season for Wyatt Langford, and it got worse as Langford is heading to the IL with a hamstring injury. He's expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks, and it is a slightly worse than a grade one strain hamstring injury. The Rangers have plenty of outfielders already, so we'll have to wait and see who gains more playing time in the situation. Because, for example, on Sunday, Ezekiel Duran was the benefactor as he played third base. Josh Smith moves to shortstop, and Corey Seager was the designated hitter. So time will tell on how that shakes out in Texas. Spencer Turnbull of the Philadelphia Phillies. This is kind of expected, but it finally happened. The Phillies informed Turnbull that he'll be heading to the bullpen as a multi-inning reliever. Turnbull has been great in the starting rotation this year, filling in for Taiwan Walker. But with Walker's return, someone had to go, and it seems to be Turnbull heading to the bullpen. Mike Clevinger of the Chicago White Sox is expected to make his season debut with the Sox on Monday. He'll be activated, and no corresponding move has been announced just yet. That'll come on Monday. But we'd expect Brad Keller to leave the rotation as he's come up recently to make a spot start, but we'll see. Luis Robert Jr., this is a big one. He's rehabbing nicely from his hip flexor strain, and the White Sox are expecting him to begin a rehab assignment either at the end of this week or the beginning of the following week, which means Lou Bob could be back within a week and a half, 2 weeks if all goes well. Winsiel Perez of the Detroit Tigers was scratched from Sunday's game with an illness. He's considered day-to-day. Hopefully he'll be back in the lineup quickly, as he was a popular fab acquisition this weekend. Last but not least, Eduardo Rodriguez, the Arizona Diamondbacks. The D-backs said they will do some more scans and testing early this week to see how E-Rod is healing up, with the goal of getting him started on a throwing program. There's been a lot of setbacks with E-Rod so far, so they're taking this one a lot slower and making sure they can get him back, as the D-backs need some serious rotation help. All right, before we take a look at the day's highlights and a preview of Monday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitchList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Luis Garcia of the Washington Nationals continues to rake. He went 4-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 4 RBIs and a stolen base. That's a combo meal, folks, on Sunday as the Nationals went off on Alek Manoah and company. Garcia's been hitting cleanup for the Nats and has been very, very good of late. And on the season, Garcia's hitting .337 with 3 home runs, 8 runs scored, 19 RBIs for Luis Garcia with 6 stolen bases. Johnny DeLuca of the Tampa Bay Rays. He was a guy I liked later in drafts, especially in draft and hold formats, for the upside that he brings to the table. He was traded from the Dodgers in the offseason to the Rays. DeLuca was activated from the IL on Friday, and he's been very productive. On Sunday, DeLuca went 2-for-4 with a triple, a run scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk. Over his 3 games since returning, he started all 3 games. He has 3 hits, one being a triple. 2 runs scored, 6 RBIs in those 3 games, and 2 stolen bases. Hopefully, we see a lot of Johnny DeLuca on the field. But as you know, you said Josh Lowe's getting healthy. There's a lot of moving parts in Tampa Bay, which will make things interesting for regular playing time. And then Josh Rojas of the Seattle Mariners is on a scorcher, folks. And on Sunday, that continued as Josh Rojas went 3-for-4 with a double, a triple, an RBI, a walk, and a stolen base. Rojas is now hitting .360 on the season with 3 home runs. 11 runs scored, 7 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Dean Kramer went into Great American Small Park and dealt 6 shutout innings for Dean Kramer with 1 hit, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts against the Reds. He had 13 whiffs with a 33% CSW on 93 pitches. Kramer has made 7 starts for the Orioles this season, and he has an outstanding 3.57 ERA, 3.72 xFIP with 37 strikeouts and 40 and a third innings pitched. Daniel Lynch got the spot start for the Royals on Sunday against the Texas Rangers and fared quite well. 5 shutout innings for Lynch with 2 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. He had 7 whiffs and a 20% CSW on 74 pitches. At AAA, Lynch had a 5.86 ERA in 27 and two-thirds innings with 22 Ks, so this start was a bit of a surprise, some would say. Garrett Crochet continues to pitch well. He had a couple hiccups about 3 weeks ago, but overall pitching quite well. And on Sunday against Minnesota, Crochet 6 innings, 1 earned, 3 hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. Crochet had 8 whiffs and a 28% CSW on 88 pitches. He's made 8 starts now this season, and the 5.31 ERA is like not good, obviously, for Garrett Crochet, but he has a 2.86 xFIP. and 53 strikeouts and 40 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's much better than the peripheral stats may indicate. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Saves aplenty, everybody. Jose Alvarado picked up his seventh save of the year against the Giants. David Bednar picked up his sixth save, as hopefully he's finding a rhythm here. Kyle Finnegan, 11 saves on the year for Kyle Finnegan of the Nats. Dennis Santana picked up his second save of the year for the Yankees. That game ended after eight innings due to rain, but the fact Dennis Santana has two saves is quite entertaining. Emmanuel Clase picked up his 10th save of the year for the Guardians. Andres Munoz picked up the win on Sunday for the Mariners, and Josh Hader got the blown save for the Astros. David Robertson picked up his first save of the year for the Rangers, while James MacArthur got the blown save for the Royals. Make sure to read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a quick peek at Monday on the diamond, smaller slate. We have a six-game main slate of DFS starting at 7:40 p.m. Eastern time, later start time. Some of the pitchers I'm looking at here, Luis Castillo against the Minnesota Twins, Cole Reagans versus the Milwaukee Brewers. They're starting to slump a little bit. Kyle Gibson versus the Mets, and Bryce Wilson at Kansas City. I mentioned Kyle Gibson. He's given up one earned run in three straight starts, going at least six innings in each of those starts. And the strikeouts have been decent, so quite impressive from Kyle Gibson. Some of the bats I'm looking at here, Texas Rangers at against Alex Wood, Oakland Athletics versus Andrew Heaney. And if you want to be a little sneaky, Miami Marlins versus Walker Buehler. Buehler's going to be making his debut this season. He hasn't pitched since June 2022 in the bigs. Lots of walks with Walker Buehler, so we'll keep an eye on this one, but good to have him back. Some things I'm looking forward to on Sunday, Mason Black's debut against the Phillies, and he'll be facing off against Zach Wheeler. This is a day game, 4:10 Eastern, 1:10 Pacific time, so a little day baseball. Mason Black's debut should be a fun one there. Jack Flaherty versus Tristan McKenzie. Flaherty coming off the revenge starts of all revenge starts against the Cardinals. Takes on Tristan McKenzie, who continues to just, I don't know, it's up and down and all over the place as he's basically playing with half an arm. So that's a fun one. In Wrigley, we get Yu Darvish versus Justin Steele. Justin Steele making his return from the IL. Looking forward to that. Luis Castillo versus Simeon Woods Richardson. Two nice pitching matchups there. And then Rodri Munoz getting another spot start here for the Marlins. He was great in his first start. His last two starts, actually. It's been great. Takes on the Dodgers and Walker Buehler coming back from the IL. So Munoz versus Buehler should be a fun one as well. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Remember, go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. Sign up. You won't regret it. Gets you a lot of cool new tools like PLV Plus. Gets you an awesome member-only weekend podcast by Nick Pollock covering all the fab pitching targets. Gets you the projections and so much more over there at pitcherlist.com when you're a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. So go check it out. You won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Monday, May 6th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories.
But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.